Welcome to Firm Foundation, an outreach of encouragement from New Covenant Church, Indianapolis, Indiana. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the firm foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
Welcome. Happy New Year to you. Looking forward to sharing with you an encouraging word today. We're all thinking about the new year and how we can approach this new year with fresh insight, new understanding, renewed hope. And I want to bring a message today entitled, Number My Days, or Number Our Days. The Bible tells us that we should number our days to gain a heart of wisdom. That's our lesson for today. First of all, let me share with you a couple of things. I want to invite you to visit my Vision Books website to look at getting a devotional. What better way to start the new year than with a devotional? I've got five devotional books. They're available at visionbooksmedia.com. These books are easy to read. They're one and a half pages, sometimes 2 pages per day. And there are different lessons for each day. Five books on five themes. For example, one book is called Romans Road, which talks about what goes from the book of Romans and takes scripture and then commentary on each verse that I believe are inspirational verses for you. Another book, for example, is called The House of Wisdom. That's based on the book of Proverbs. So go to visionbooksmedia.com, and I believe you'll find something there of interest and an edification for you. Again, Happy New Year to you. I'm thanking God for this new year. One of the theme statements God's given me is a key statement based on two scripture. Jesus said, "It is finished," on the cross. Well, we know he talked about redemption, but I believe that he talked about more than redemption, because salvation, redemption, begins with salvation, but continues through a blessed life and a fruitful life. And I believe that what is finished is everything. Everything God has purposed for you has been finished through Christ. Now, of course, we have to receive it and enter into it, but it has been finished. The other scripture is Revelation chapter 3, verse 8 said, "I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut." God's opened doors for you in every generation. It was true then, and it's true now. If you receive it, he has opened a door for you. So the key words God gave me for this year are as follows. It is finished, a new beginning, total victory, go in, right? Receive that. Like, say it. It is finished. A new beginning. Total victory. Go in. Those are the key words I want to share with you for 2018. Whatever you're praying about, thinking about for this year, incorporate those thoughts, if you will, and may it be a blessing to you. Our lesson again is entitled, Firm Foundation, Number Our Days. And truly, when you number your days, you will have a firm foundation. The Bible says, teach us to make the most of our time that we may grow in wisdom. That's Psalm 90, verse 12. Hear it again. Again, it said, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. When it says number, it means to enumerate, to mention one by one. The Bible says in the New Living Translation, teach us to make the most of our time so that we may grow in wisdom. Wow, great thought, isn't it? So number our days. Looking forward, realizing that we all have a set number of days to do God's will. We know that there are only 365 days per year. So we don't have 500 days a year. We have 365 days. And we have enough time to do God's will if we maintain proper focus, do not become distracted. Now some thoughts. Two realities we must be aware of. First of all, God is an eternal God. He alone is from everlasting to everlasting. Therefore, he has no limitations, and he does not live in time. But the second reality is this. We have a limited amount of time in our lifetimes to prepare ourselves for victorious, purposeful living in this present age. So two ideas. God's eternal, but we are finite. But the eternal God has made a way for us. And he said to number our days. God gave us time. I believe time is holy. It's holy because God made it, because God said use it a certain way. So whatever God makes holy or set apart or different than, is something he considers important. So days, I believe, time and days you live are holy. Treat it like that. If you approach it that way, it's more fruitfulness for you. Number of our days are making the most of our time brings us greater focus. Think about this. What if you said, one of these days, I'm going to reach out to young people? And then what if you said, on the other hand, next month, I'm going to meet with some young people to find out how I can serve them? Now, which of those two statements do you believe will put a greater demand on wisdom and focus? Right, whenever we say one of these days or somehow, some way, one day I will, you have a number of your days. You've just expressed a hope, and that's okay. But when you say something like, I'm going to next month have a meeting, you make a date on the calendar, right? You put it in your phone. You make a reminder for yourself that when you have that focus, you're then numbering your days. And the Bible says that he'll give you wisdom. See, wisdom will come when you put God in a position, when you put yourself in a position, right, where God can respond to you through faith. So our eternal God is not bound by time. We know this, time or space. He has ordained time and space for us that we may perform his will and fulfill our destiny. It's a good point, isn't it? So God's not bound by time and space, but he gave us time and space. He created time and space. Again, time is holy. He created time and space for you and me to do his will. Therefore, time is a temporary condition, and it is a measure by which we get things done. Y'all receive that? I think it's a good word that we would recognize that here in the first month of this year, 2018, we're looking ahead already, and we're numbering our days. We're counting, enumerating our days. We're making each day precious, right? Even time you spend resting is important time. I wouldn't say you work all the time and plan all the time, but your time, whatever time you have, is being properly focused and properly structured. Next point. So wisdom defined is this: the knowledge and experience needed to make sensible decisions and judgments, or to make good sense shown by the decisions and judgments made. Wisdom also speaks of an accumulated knowledge of life or in a particular sphere of activity that has been granted and gained through experience. That's a good definition. Wisdom is somewhat complicated, but the idea is it's a combination of many things. Again, knowledge and experience. It is applying knowledge and making good decisions and making sensible judgments. It is also the fact that when you accumulate knowledge and experience through life, that adds to your sphere of activity. And that also is a part of what wisdom is about. So God gives wisdom. We gain wisdom. We grow stronger through the wisdom of God, through the wisdom of life. Now, we number our days when we recognize that time is a small slice between eternity. Eternity past, eternity future, but then time exists between the eternities. Now, therefore, it's our opportunity then to change. Time is our opportunity to change, to grow, to help others know Jesus. We don't have forever to get important things done. We should never put things off until another time if the season of time is now, okay? For that time may never come. How many of you wish you had finished school or gone to your next level of schooling? How many of you wish you had written that book or had taken that decision to do something for God? I won't say it's too late, but sometimes the season has passed. The thing is, number your days. When the book ideal comes, when the ideal comes to go back to school or get some other training, you should commit that to a calendar, do your homework. The point is this, simply, that we don't want to take anything for granted, especially our lives, especially time. Time is holy. Again, God's eternal and we are limited. We have a limited amount of time to do the will of God. So my advice to you is do the will of God, okay? Do the will of God. And I believe that part of that is in your thinking and planning, you may need to think about, again, what kind of devotion you're going to do this year, how you begin your day. Maybe your day has begun with watching TV and getting coffee and all that, reading the newspaper. Maybe that should change around. I mean, obviously, put God first. Change the habits, because our habits will control us. Habits are servants, and they will serve us poorly or will serve us well. But the devotional and prayer habit is the very best habit of all. I'm sure you agree with that. Another thought here to share with you. Now, the Bible says in John chapter 9, verse 4, Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, for the night is coming when no one can work. Well, the day speaks of your lifetime. The day speaks of the time you have to serve God. And so we're in the day now. We're living our lives, working our ministries, doing our careers, raising our families. So this is the day. So the day is now, but when night comes, no one can work. And the night speaks of the end of time, or when your season of activity ends, when you can't do some things you maybe wanted to do when you were younger. Your day is now. Say, my day is now. Say, my day is now. So don't wait for the night to come when you won't be able to do some things you can do now. Jesus also made it clear to us in this statement, he had a sense of urgency, because when he turned 30 years old, he knew he had 3.5 years to minister before being offered up. Now, what if you only had 3.5 years? What would you do differently? What would you reprioritize? Christ had 3.5 years to do what God had given him to do. Well, trust you were blessed by the lesson today. I pray you will stay tuned this week for more lessons on Number Our Days. Visit my website at brianhudson.com. Have a blessed day.
We trust that you have been encouraged, enlightened, and empowered by today's broadcast. If you would like prayer or to receive the free offer for today, log on to www.newcovenant.org. Again, that's www.newcovenant.org. Join us this Sunday at New Covenant Church at 10:30 a.m. Until next time, remember this: every good thing happens on a firm foundation, and God is good all the time. Firm Foundation is co-sponsored by Vision Communications, your Christian publishing and digital media experts. Visit our website today at visionmediaexperts.com.